Kissing Frogs. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Hiring the wrong person is more costly than you know.
Not only will it cost you in terms of money that you've invested through the search process, through training and development of the new employee, perhaps through relocation expenses as well, but you're going to have lost productivity for that worker, but also that spills over into the rest of the workforce.
To ensure a potential employee is a good fit within a company's culture, accounting professor Charles Davis says employers must focus on two key views when interviewing. One, as a buyer of talent, and two, as a seller of the company and of the position for which the candidate's applying.
As a buyer of talent, you're really trying to find the best person to fill the position that you have available. So you're trying to assess skills, abilities, trying to see will they fit from a culture standpoint with the organization. One core competency that you might be looking for in a potential employee is leadership. So you might ask a question such as, describe a time when you had to lead a team to achieve an outcome. What role did you play and how did you resolve conflict among team members?
When selling the company, Davis says a candidate will want to know about organizational culture. Is the work environment formal or casual? Does it support flexible work schedules? Patience is key when filling job openings. Sometimes you have to kiss a lot of frogs to find the perfect one. The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.